thank the Lord for letting us be in his house again. It's a joy to be in the Lord's house. And I appreciate Sunday school this morning. I enjoyed it, felt the Lord in it. Appreciate Brother Carl teaching. And the verse that I've got on my heart, I had another scripture, but after Sunday school, the first verse in the Sunday school lesson that Brother Carl taught on just kept coming back to me. That's what I want to read again. This is where the Sunday school lesson started. And I would say this, if you're missing Sunday school, you're missing a blessing. We'd just like to invite you to come to Sunday school if you don't. And think you'll find it just real enjoyable and really a blessing. And so this is in chapter 25 of the book of Isaiah, verse 1. Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old our faithfulness and truth. And so that's a wonderful verse. I want to say this. I've been in revival down at Brindle Ridge Baptist Church down near Renfro Valley. And God blessed us with revival down there. And I could feel people here praying for that revival. And when I'd be praying about the service and different things, and it just come to me that you folks were praying, and I appreciate it. And so I appreciate the revival, and I appreciate being back today. I'm glad to be home. And I thank the Lord for all of you. And if you just want to stand a moment, we'll have a word of prayer. As we pray, thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. You're such a wonderful God. And as that verse in the psalm or in the scripture said, you're my God. And God, I thank you that you are my God and that I am yours. And God, I pray for this service today and ask you to bless it. Lord, I'd also, even as I pray for the folks at Brindle Ridge that they'd see some more of the folks under conviction get saved this morning. And God, I pray that you just bless us to see that. God, speak to people's hearts mightily and powerful this morning. God, please help us to have a great time of worship. Uplift us according to every need and speak to the hearts of the lost. God, we ask you these things and we praise you in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We'll turn over to Brother Taylor in the choir.
Page 26.
Fire, I'm telling, darling.
Page 196. Page 196.
I am bound for that bright city.
Page 287. Page 287.
Of the Lord. Good to see each and everybody that's come this way. Brother Terry asked me to open up, and I'm honored to try to help him and do what I can to help him, but to move for the Lord. Try to help the cause this morning. The cause, you know, David said, is there not a cause? And certainly there's a cause this morning, because Brother Brent and I was talking this morning. We've got some folks upon our hearts that needs to get things fixed up with the Lord. And that's our heart's desire this morning, to see somebody get saved by the grace of God. And if you can't feel His Holy Spirit moving in your life every day, get that fixed up. Because I tell you what, I just love feeling the Lord. He's what makes my life. He made my life when I was just a young boy. He came into my heart and he saved me. Give me peace and joy and comfort. Glad to have Brother Terry back. Been in that revival, and certainly it's an honor to have him back. And for those who don't know, it's his birthday. So maybe after a bit we can get a song and sing happy birthday to him. But wouldn't it be good today if somebody else could get saved by the grace of God, and they could say, that's my spiritual birthday. I remember the day that I got saved. It was the most memorable day I have in my life. It means more to me than anything, because he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you always, even to the end of the world. So he's been with me, and I've been through some rough places. You've been through some rough places, maybe some of you have, but God's always there. And he picks us up, and he gives us encouragement and strength and love to go on. So I'm glad to be here this morning. I'm kind of excited. I'm looking forward to seeing somebody saved. I really am. I appreciate Taylor and the choir. They just sung magnificently. I don't sing very much, and when I do, it don't sound very good. So I really enjoy hearing good singing and people that's got that gift. It's such a joy, and it brings a joy to me. So sing for the Lord all that you can. I got one verse of scripture. You care if I read that? When Terry asked me to open up, this scripture come to my mind. It's in the 9th chapter of Ecclesiastes in the 10th verse. And it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I've returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor to the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, as of the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men. So I'm going to stop right there. But God has got something for us all to do, and if we'll just be willing, that's my thing this morning. If I can just be willing, God's going to bless me. If you'll just be willing this morning, God's going to bless you. It doesn't mean that you're going to have to do anything. But if you get to do something, that's wonderful. Terry's here in a few moments. We're going to be turning back over to him, and he's going to make an attempt to preach. You know, and that doesn't sound very good, maybe, but we make an attempt to do what God would have us to do. And if his Holy Spirit bears witness with it, then it's a home run, if you have it that way. So we're glad to be back and get to be with Jordan's church last week, and we was honored to be there with him, or with his church. So be much in prayer for them today. They're having Lee there with them, so pray for them and their service. So at this time, we're going to all stand. I know I rambled a lot there, but I wanted to follow the Lord. At this time, somebody have a prayer request? Amen. Amen. We all got things upon our hearts and our minds. Anybody have something they need to mention aloud?
I'm like you, Brother Bob. I really pray for conviction here this morning.
Amen.
And I mentioned it when I prayed earlier, but pray for Brindle Ridge. I'm glad for those that got saved, but there's a host of them down there I feel like is under conviction.
Yeah.
I'd sure like to get news this morning that they got saved.
Amen. Amen. It's always good to hear good news. When Terry and Linda was down there, and I couldn't hardly wait to get the news. Linda would call everybody, you know. But it just excites me to hear somebody else got saved. Somebody else? Amen. Amen. Remember that. Somebody else.
Remember Rob.
All hearts clear? Ask Brother Mike if you would to lead us. Thankful for prayer, thankful for, I'm thankful for these older men, the deacons, I'll put it like that, the couple of deacons, I could hear them praying when I was finished, and it's just a blessing to us to be able to do that. I thought as the world might be listening, they'd think, boy, that's a bunch of rambling and going on, but boy, I think it's great that God can hear me as well as he can hear anybody else. And it doesn't matter if you're praying out loud or if you're just sitting there in your seat and you're praying from your heart, God hears you and he loves you. This time, maybe somebody has a song, testimony, anything at all. Let's pray.
Moses, he led God's children 40 years. He led them through the cold and through the night. And though they said, let's turn back, Moses said, keep a going. Canaan land is just inside, and that's where there will be no sorrow there, and that tomorrow we will be there by and by. Milk and honey flowing, there is where I'm a-going. Canaan land is just inside. Now though we may walk through the valley, and though we climb some high mountains, we must not give up this fight. No, we gotta be like Moses. We gotta keep on going, 'cause Canaan land is just inside, and that's where there will be no sorrow.
good song. Won't be long we'll be going home, be with the Lord. Seemed like yesterday when I got saved, I couldn't hardly wait to get to go home to be with Jesus. And I thought, you know, I got my whole life to live. But I'm still looking forward to that time when I get to go home to be with Jesus. He's blessed me to have this wonderful life, and my wife and my children and grandchildren. And I was thinking as I was down praying, I was thanking God for all these things that he's given me. But the greatest thing that he gave me was salvation. What a Savior we have today that would bless you to have all these other things and get to go home to be with Jesus one day after a while. What a great God. Somebody else maybe has a song or a testimony. Sure, Terry, I'll give you another opportunity, but I'm not going to hold off very long. Brother Terry.
Thank the Lord for being here, and I appreciate Brother Bob opening up. Appreciate the songs, appreciate the choir and special singing, and I'm glad to be in the Lord's house this morning. And what's already been said, my heart's greatest desire is to see somebody get saved this morning. If you're here and you're not saved, like Bob has testified and what he said, that's the best thing ever happened to him. What's the best thing ever happened to me? And if you get saved, it'll be the best thing ever happened to you. No question. And if you are saved, the best thing you can do is live for the Lord and be a light to somebody else. And help somebody else see their need to come and get saved. I thank God when I was a lost boy. I thank God there was a church, Lima Missionary Baptist Church. A lot of the faces were different. A lot of the folks I remember from that day have gone on to heaven now. But it's the same church anyway. Same spirit, same God, same gospel. And they were a light to me. And I got saved. And I'm glad I did. I want you to pray this morning. I'd like to look at some scriptures. I like to start out in the book of Revelations in the second chapter and the 13th chapter. And the second chapter and the third chapter. Maybe I'll get it right. Okay, in Revelation chapter 2, I want to read verse 17. I'll give you a minute just to get to it, Revelation 2 and 17. Now, I really need your prayers this morning. All right, we'll start reading Revelation 2, 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And while that's scripture, that's good counsel for you and me today. John was writing to the church at Pergamos, but he was also writing to the church at Lima. Because if it wasn't for us, it wouldn't be in the book. Anyway, I'll start over. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And now I'm going to read over in the third chapter. I'm going to read the fifth verse, but I want to tell you what my subject or my text is this morning. It's a question. Do you have your new name? He said, to him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that received it. So do you have your new name? So over here then in the third chapter, verse 5, again, the words, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And boy, I praise God. And before I go too much farther, I want to get a verse over here in the book of John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. And he says, I'll give you these two phrases. Here's what it says in the book of John. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And then he says, the next verse says, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And so that ties right in with these scriptures back here in Revelation. I'm glad that one time that when I was just a boy, the gospel reached me. And where it says, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. I was willing to hear what the word of God was saying to me. And I needed to hear it. And you that are here today, every one of us has got an ear. We can hear what God's saying. But if we want to resist it and turn it away, we can. But if when God speaks this morning, if you're willing to hear and listen to what the word of God says, you can hear it. And if you'll hear it and obey it, you can be born again. You can get your new name. And so when he's talking here, he has an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the church, to him that overcometh. And I already read there in the book of John, how do you overcome? That's by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I didn't have any special big strength of my own. I didn't have any big special knowledge of my own. I didn't have any special goodness of my own that I could offer up and say, well, God, here, look at this, God. Do I deserve salvation? No, I didn't have any of that. But I got news for you. You don't have any of that either. It takes being saved by the grace of God. It takes God speaking. It takes the Holy Spirit and the arrangements. And so when he said down here, he said, listen to this. He said, I'll give you to eat of the hidden manna. That's the bread of life. That's God's bread. If you'll just come, overcome, believe in the Lamb of God. He said, and I'll give you a white stone. In that stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that received it. When I got saved, there was people around me. I'm sure I had some of them say, I thought you got saved even before you told it. They might have thought it, but they didn't know it. It was in me. I'm the one that had to give the testimony of my salvation. You couldn't give it for me. I was the one that knew it. And everybody that's saved like that, when you got saved, you're the one that knew it. God, he's the one that told you about it. And so when he said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. You know, in this world we live in today, I encounter people pretty often that they talk like that they're trying to hold up a standard where they can make it to heaven. You can't hold up a standard to make it to heaven. You've got to be born again. And I've talked to people that think if you've been born again, I don't know how many people in life I've talked to. They say, well, yeah, I've been saved, but I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make it or not. I just don't know if I'll be good enough when the end comes. They've just got things mixed up. I hope they have been saved, but if they have been saved, they need to recognize they're not holding on to salvation. Salvation's holding on to them. If you're here today, you can rest assured. You can know beyond a shadow of a doubt. If you've been saved, you can know you're on your way to heaven. Brother Carl taught that in Sunday school this morning. Boy, I appreciate it. I felt it. And so when he says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Well, sometimes, and not trying to criticize anybody, but I've heard people say, I can't wait to get to heaven, get my white robe on. I want you to know, I already got mine on. My white robe is on my soul already. And, well, preacher, will it be good enough to wear in heaven? Yeah, because it's already in a heavenly place right now. It's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's heavenly. And I won't have to change clothes when I leave here and go to heaven. I already got my white robe on. And you can have it on too. Everybody that gets saved gets the same white robe, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And so when he talks about it, he said, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. It can't be blotted out. If God won't blot it out, nobody else can. Nobody else can get to it. I've been hid away in Christ Jesus. I like to preach this, and Brother Carl might have mentioned this even. But somebody said this recently. I'm telling you, praise God. The devil can't even find my soul, much less harm it. It's hid away in Christ. Well, listen, praise God. I've got a scripture. Didn't know if I need to go back to it or not, but I do need to. Talking about the new name. You know, there's a number of folks in the Bible that when God got with them, they got with God. God gave them a new name, physically speaking even. Now, all of us gets a new name down in our soul. We get that little stone, that little white stone's got the new name on it. We've got a new name on it when we get saved. Let me put it this way. When I was just a boy, my name was Terry Brock. That's what mommy named me. me when I was born, that's still my name, Terry Brock. But listen, when I was a lost boy, my name was Terry Brock, the lost boy, if you just want to kind of put it that way, Terry Brock. And if you could have seen my heart and soul, you could have seen I was lost. And I knew it when the gospel got a hold of me. I knew I was Terry Brock, the lost boy, on my way to hell. But when I got saved, I got my new name. And now I'm Terry Brock, the saved boy, saved by grace, washed in the blood of the Lamb, on my way to glory. In spite of the devil, he can't stop me. Some of these folks that God changed their name, I believe he did that just to illustrate they were a new person. Something different about it. Back here in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, God called to Abraham. I'm glad of this. He said, verse 4, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations." That's what God told Abram. His name was Abram at that time. He said, "Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee." And so he tells Abraham, "I'm the one that changed you, Abraham." How did he change him? By the same grace that you and I got changed, if you say. Jesus was talking to some of the Jews, and he was talking about Abraham, and they said, "Well, you're not even 40 years old. You couldn't have seen Abraham." He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And he made the point to him. And listen, he went on. He said, "Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad." I think that's when he's talking about Abraham got saved. By faith, he looked forward. The Word of God told him, the Son of God's coming. Abraham rejoiced to see the day of the Lord. He saw it, and he was glad. That made him glad. When I saw the day of the Lord looking back at it, I got the same joy that Abraham saw when he was looking ahead by faith. I saw that. And so, listen, now, you don't hear too much about this, but let me go on and make this point. Abraham got a new name. Well, Abraham's wife, his name was Sarai, S-A-R-A-I. But here's what God said. And God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her a name Sarai." Not calling her Sarai anymore. But Sarah, S-A-R-A, shall be her name. And I'll bless her. And listen to it. And she shall be a mother of nations. She's going to be the mother. You're going to be the father. She's going to be the mother. And she shall be the mother of kings, and people shall be, they shall praise her. Listen, I want you to know, and I need to get one more at least. I don't know how many I'm going to get of these, but probably won't be too long. Over in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, we find Jacob was left alone, and he was wrestling with a man. One place it calls him a man, another place it calls him an angel. Could be both things. That's what the Bible said. But he was wrestling, and here's what it says. "And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with it. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaketh.' And he said, 'I will not let thee go except thou bless me.' And he said unto him, 'What is thy name?' And he said, 'Jacob.'" We got to admit who we are if we're going to get a blessing. I had to admit I was lost. The word Jacob means supplanter, and that's not a real compliment. But here is a real compliment. He said to Jacob, he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but it's be called Israel." Boy, I'm telling you what, Israel's a blessing from God. And so he was telling Jacob here, "Your name's going to be called Israel." He said, "For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Praise God. You can have a new name today. And you can have it when the Lord gives it to you. That's how you get it. And so I want to go back for just a minute. Let me go back here into Revelations where I started out at. I want to make a couple more points. You can go ahead and get your song ready. I'll be through in just a minute. Let me go back and remind you of what I started out with. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." That's how God speaks to us. It's God that does the speaking. It's God that does the calling. But he does it through the church. And so, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says in the church. To him that overcometh," again, that's believing in the Lord. That's how you overcome. "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and a stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that received it." So if you really want to have a new name, if you want to be a new person, if you want to know you're on your way to heaven, trust in Jesus. Let's all stand this morning. Let's sing us a song. I pray today that God is speaking to people's hearts. If God's speaking to your heart, you can be a brand new person today. I probably had on some ragged blue jeans when I got saved. After I got saved, still had on those same old ragged blue jeans. But listen, I had a new heart on the inside. And I was the one that knew that I got it. A lot of things I didn't know, a lot of things I still don't know. But I know I got saved, and I know I am saved, and I know I'm going to heaven. You can have that too. Come while we sing. You can have that too. Please come. Please come. Kneel at the cross. Obey the Lord. You can have him this morning. You can have a new name. You can be a new person on the inside. You can be made new. Would you come this morning? Please don't turn God away and die and go to hell. Come to Jesus this morning. Come to Jesus. Well, I feel like today that God's calling, speaking to somebody. You can have him today. You can have Jesus. You can have salvation. You can have your new name. Your name can be wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, it feels so good to be saved. I'm telling you what, being lost and worried about going to hell was an awful, awful feeling. But when I got saved, that's just the best feeling I ever got. That's the best thing ever happened to me. Would you come and let's pray? Please come. You that are here, I believe we've got some across the house. Some on this side, some on this side. Please come. Come and let's pray about it this morning. Obey the Lord. Pause just a minute and say a couple more things, then sing another song. If you are saved and you know you're going to heaven, is that the end of the matter? As far as your salvation, it is. If you're saved, that's a done deal. But there's some other things you need to do after you get saved. You need to live for the Lord and let your light shine. I'm glad the church was shining a light to me and I could see my need of a Savior. Now, the devil told me when I was just a young Christian, now, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to testify, or you don't need to go to church that much. And those other people can do it. They're good at it, and you wouldn't amount to much anyway. But I want you to know every one of us that's saved by the grace of God, we can live for the Lord, and we can be a help to somebody, and we can be a light to somebody. We are all important. The devil will tell us we're not important, but every one of us is important. And every one of us, if we'll follow God, can help somebody. Now, if you're here today and you've got that new name, have you been using it? Have you been rejoicing in it? Have you been following the Lord? I would pray today, if you're here and you're saved, if you haven't been where you need to be and if you're not where you need to be right now, I pray that you'd come and maybe pray and apologize to God and God will forgive you. I've been in that spot. I've been in that spot. I'm sorry to say. But praise God, I'm glad to say that when I repented, God forgave me and gave me the joy back and gave me the ability to do something in his kingdom. And so saying that and then saying once again, I really feel like we got some folks here that's lost that's needing to come and get saved. Church, pray, pray, pray. I know you're praying, but don't let up right now. Just keep praying and sing us another song. And you that here need to come, and if you need to join a church, come. If you're saved, you might not even join the church yet. It's time to take a stand, make a start, do something. Take a step for Jesus. He took some real important steps for you and me. We need to take an important step for him. If you need to join the church, come on. Obey the Lord. Let God have his way. Please come. Please come. Come right now. Help us, God. Would you come? You can come. The devil said you cannot come, but the devil's lying to you. You can come. Every time God calls you to do something, he'll help you do it. If you're lost and he's calling you to come to him to get saved, he'll help you do that. If you're saved, and he's wanting you to do something, he'll help you do that. God never leaves us or forsakes us. He's sharing. He's a helper. Boy, somebody needs to come to Jesus this morning. Please come. Please come. We're not here to embarrass you or judge you. You don't have to make a speech. But if God's calling you, you need to come. We'll pray with you. We'll be as helpful as we can, but we can't save you. We can encourage you. But God's the one that saves. Will you obey the Lord? Please come. Please come right now. Obey the Lord. Come on, right now. At least one more verse. Already covered this and thought I was maybe to a point to stop, but God's put this back on my heart. All the invitations are still open. Whatever God's wanting you to do is what you need to do. You might be in a spot, maybe I didn't explain it well, but when God speaks to your heart, God explains it well. And so if you're lost, you need to come get saved, do that. If you're out of fellowship, need to come get in, do that. But what I needed this next song for, I need to emphasize this again. If you're here and you're saved, now if you're saved, you're on your way to heaven. But if you're going to do something for Jesus and you're going to help somebody else while you go, you need to join the church. If you're saved and haven't joined the church, now we got some here got saved and they already come as candidates for baptism and I'll talk more about that in a little while. We need to get a time set for a baptism. But if you're here today and you're saved and you need to join this church, whether by letter or baptism, please come let us know that. We need to do everything God wants us to do. And baptism is one of the next steps in following Jesus after we get saved. If you're saved and you're willing to follow Jesus, you need to be willing to get baptized. Sing when you get ready. I'm going to stand down here in the front. Please obey the Lord.
Now it's been a long, long road.
Please obey the Lord.
And my soul has grown so weary.
Let God have his way this morning.
I just can't understand.
Please come.
All the struggles within me.
Yeah.
There's been times I've strayed away.
Listen to that song.
And even times I could not pray.
Please come.
Somehow my faith would
say, amen.
Just
come.
Hold on, there's a brighter day.
You can have your new name this morning. If you're lost, you can get your new name. If you're saved, you can rejoice in your new name. Do something. Obey the Lord.
He reached down,
whatever he wants, do that.
That was enough.
Come on.
If you can see I was before.
Amen.
Then I'm sure that you'd agree. He never once ever gave up on me.
Boy, he's not a giver upper. Thank the Lord.
So if your back's against the wall,
yeah,
and you feel all hope is gone,
yeah,
if you often ask yourself, is there a reason to go on?
Please come.
Well, he looks beyond your guilt and shame. You see his mercy, it takes the blame. So just forget about your past and praise the Lord, you're free at last. He never gave up. He never
God.
If you could see who I was before.
loved that song.
Then I'm sure that you'd agree.
You'd agree.
He never once.
Never once.
Ever gave up on me.
He didn't give up on us, folks.
If you could see who I was before.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure that you'll agree. He never once ever gave up on me.
If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'd agree. He never once ever gave up on me.
Amen.
He never gave up. He never gave up. Mercy reached down. That was enough.
If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'd agree.
Amen.
He never once ever gave.
You could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree. He never once.
Amen.
Ever gave up on me.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate that song. All right, that's as far as I feel like I need to go. I do want to say this, and I'll see if anybody else got anything to say before we turn over to announcements. We got quite a number of folks who need to get baptized, and if you've got an idea of when that would be a good time to happen for you, if you maybe get with me after church and we can talk about it, or you can suggest it or tell me when it's time. And as it often happens, a lot of times we can't get everybody together for one baptism. That's okay. We just accommodate people when they can do it and their schedule will work and their family's able to come. And, you know, we just got to work things out. So we'll get as many together as we can. But if we have to do them one at a time, we can do it one at a time. But just really pray about that. And so anything else to be said before we turn over for the announcements? If not, be seated.
I wanted to give an update on the LifeWise program.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with that, our church voted back in the summer to financially support LifeWise. LifeWise is a program where the children in the public schools are released during the school day, and they go to an off-site location, and they learn a Bible lesson during that approximate half hour of time, and then they're taken back to the school and they continue their school day.
Yeah.
So there are a number of these throughout the state of Ohio and different states, but there was not a program like this at Perry Elementary, which is where our church sits in the Perry School District.
Nice.
And so we've been blessed to get that up and going. So our church voted to financially support the Perry LifeWise program. We give $250 every month toward that. So I'm very appreciative of that. We started in September, had our first classes, and we started with 73 students from the elementary school. This past week, we finished our sixth week, and we have 140 students going every week. Now, to give you some context, there are about 345 students in the elementary school at Perry. So that's about 40% of the kids are taking advantage of it. It is offered to all 345. It's a voluntary program. And so we think it will continue to grow. But there are 140 students going every week and learning a Bible lesson during school hours. So that's a pretty exciting program to me. I want to say thank you to the church for supporting that. There are also a number of people that have come to me and said, hey, can I make an additional contribution just from myself? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. There are envelopes in the back there. They're on that little stand that sits on your right as you're going out. If you can't find them or you want to talk more about that, if you have that on your heart, you can do that. Now, I want to say there are other programs throughout the county. Perry's not the only one. So maybe your kids go to Elida and you'd like to support that program. Well, you can do that as well. You can also write a check and just give it to the entire Allen County LifeWise, or you can send it to the national LifeWise organization. It's a great organization. Just really excited that we're being part of that. The other thing I'll say is we have prayer meeting twice a month for Perry LifeWise. That's the second and the fourth Fridays at 7:15 a.m. On the fourth Friday, that prayer meeting happens right here at our church. And there are a group of people from different churches that are all involved with LifeWise that come to that. But if you would like to come to one of those prayer meetings, you're welcome. You can see me, or if you just want to come on the fourth Friday, 7:15, those usually last about a half hour. I'm encouraged that the leadership of this program believes in prayer, and they pray over this and the teachers and their progress and what they're teaching, and they pray over it on a regular basis. So hope that if you have questions, you can see me about that. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. I don't want to get started because we may be here at 2:00 and we may still be talking about LifeWise. But I'm going to just read this as it's written. That way I won't get in trouble, maybe. Next Sunday, October the 27th, is Pastor Appreciation. Please cook like you do for homecoming and bring your food in throwaway containers if you can. We will not have evening service next Sunday. We will also be having trunk or treat for the kids at 6 p.m. next Sunday. So please come back and decorate your cars for the kids and enjoy a good time. We're thankful for that, and we'll be looking forward to next Sunday. I do apologize for this, but I do need to meet with all of the deacons. It will be a rather short meeting, but if soon as church is over, if I could have you for just a few minutes in the pastor's office, we've got one item that we need to talk about. I'll turn over to these ladies for their announcements.
Okay, mine goes with trunk or treat. We don't have church that evening, we do want you to come back. We want every age to come back. If you say, I don't want to decorate a card, that's fine. If you want to pass out candy inside the fellowship hall because you don't want to be in the cold, that's great too. It's just a big fellowship night, but the kids do expect candy. So bring candy, okay?
So November 10th is quickly approaching, and that is the Veterans Dinner. I just want to remind everybody there is a sign-up sheet on the podium in the back, but also in Ladies Club we have discussed, ladies all listening, or men that can cook pies, bake pies, please bring them. This does not apply if you are a veteran or a widow of a veteran. I don't want you cooking. This is for you. This is to serve you and love on you. But you can drop off those pies in the morning. The Hendricksons are taking care of all the food. So we will be here bright and early on Sunday morning, November 10th. You can drop those off. And then please sign up so we know how many to cook for and come so we can love on you.
I just have an announcement for the Ladies Club. So we have not had a ladies' night in a while, and some of us were talking the past week about getting together. So it has been organized, thanks to Angie. We are going to meet at Casa Luau on Monday the 28th. So it's not tomorrow, but the next Monday. We're going to meet at Casa Luau at 6 p.m. That is in downtown Lima. Since the old Casa Luau closed, there's a new one. On Spring and Main, and that's at 6 p.m. All the ladies, if you want to, they have a special room reserved for us, and it's going to be a great evening of fellowship and dinner. And I just wanted to give a little update on the cookbook. It is steadily moving forward with data input of all the recipes. Brenda, Hall, and Angie are doing a great job of getting that going, getting that finished. If you have any questions or have something to add to that, which I think we might be done, but we're still looking at all of that. So if you have questions, let me know or ask Angie or Brenda. Thanks.
Appreciate all those announcements. Now, I want to tell you one more thing. I've been in contact with Josh Callahan back and forth. He's texted me, and I've texted him. And I apologize. Didn't have time to get some copies made. He sent me a list of things that he has bought, helping people down in that section of Tennessee that was so flooded in there in the north part of North Carolina. And there's a huge list of things. And he said people are just so thankful and appreciative of it. And one of the things is got little propane heaters, and he's gotten tanks of propane put together. And he said it's amazing how much it's already been used. The temperature's been down there in the 30s because some of it's high elevation. And so they've been needing that already. And he said, I already told you this. He said they told them it might be 4 to 6 months before they get their electricity back up to their houses. And so what I'm going to try to do, when I get a chance, I'm going to use our copying machine. I'm going to make a copy of some of those lists and kind of stack them up if you want to get one, look at it and see what's going on. And I'll also tell you this. I talked to Dee Fuson, our preaching brother from down in Tennessee, and he's over there in eastern Tennessee and maybe North Carolina too, and he's helping do some things over there. And when I talked to him and told him what Josh said, he said, boy, he said, it's awful over here. He said, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't come seen it, the devastation and the destruction. And Dee Fuson said, I want to thank Klima Church, and if you will, please thank them for me for that tremendous offering that you folks sent down here to help people. He said, it's really helping. And so thank you for that. And anything else? Remember, church time tonight at 6 o'clock. Pray much. Everybody can come back. If you can, bring somebody with you. If nothing else, we'll ask folks that are seated to stand. And we'll ask Brother Ethan if he'll pray dismissal.